Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
I'm pretty sure I called. I'm double checking. I had a $67.32 charge. I thought I talked to somebody a while ago about they were going to take it off because I have no idea what it was. Well, I found out what it was, and it's not what I thought I was doing.
What's your zip code?
91701.
Okay, and your name?
First name is Loris, L-O-R-I-S. Last name is Prutsos, P-R-U-T-S-O-S.
Thank you. And for security, confirm the address.
6108 Vineyard Avenue, Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91701.
Thank you. I do have your account located for the dash cam with the gadget membership. I show your membership kicked in back on the 23rd of April. I'm showing you did call us on the 1st of May to cancel. That would be for future charges, not for a refund, unfortunately. Based on the terms, we typically can't process refunds.
Wait a minute. The gal I talked to said that I would get a refund.
I can pull that recorded call. Do you have the number you called from?
760-963-9763.
Okay. Give me one moment while I pull that call and see what we're looking at.
Okay.
Continue holding. I appreciate your patience.
Sure.
One more moment. I'm at the part where she's giving a cancellation number. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Loris, so I did just review that call. She did cancel your account preventing future charges. However, she did not issue a refund for the charge that had already occurred. So I sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding. Let's see. What I would be able to do, since this is our customer appreciation month, I can apply this month's 35% discount in the form of a refund for you, and that'll reflect back to the account, usually within 3 to 5 business days. But of course, the membership will remain canceled to prevent additional billings.
So I get 35% back?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, when I was talking to her, I told her I had, all I saw was, something came on the email or someplace, and all I had to do was fill something out, and I'd get my choice of something. Now, I guess there must have been fine print someplace that I never saw, and I don't know. If that's the best you can do, I guess I can't do much more. Just, well, I told her, and I'll tell you, I'm 90, and I don't know what the heck I do half the time, so... If that's the best you can do and you can't refund me the rest, the whole thing, I can't argue with you.
I do understand. Well, sir, we would not be able to issue a full refund because it is listed in the terms and conditions. That's where we're required to input the information by law. So I apologize for any misunderstanding or any oversight that occurred. the absolute most that I would be able to do is, as a one-time courtesy, to use my only friends and family discount. It's an additional 15%. That'll give a total of a 50% refund. And again, it does have that 3 to 5 business processing days.
Okay, I'll accept that. Thank you so much.
No problem. And is there anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Right.
I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood her when I'm talking to her. I don't know. It's okay.
Well, we got you squared away today. And is there anything else?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.